Barrett and I are going to talk about mood setting, and we'll use some holiday examples. Additionally, as we record this, it's December 5th. So the holidays, quotation marks around the phrase, are upon us. Of course, that's kind of bullshit because there are holidays all year round, but that's a hangover of the Eurochurch-centric history, and I'm getting really ahead of myself. I want to talk a little bit about holiday representations in fanfics and fandom. I'll mostly cover this time of year because of the juggernaut of Christmas, but you can apply this rant slash lecture to kind of year round. Marvel is an American-centric fandom because the comics are generally either set in another dimension or in America. Most of the characters are, if they're humans, they're Americans. Most of them are even from or live in the New York metro area, and that is a subculture all on its own. As some of you or all of you may remember, I grew up in this part of the world and I live here again now. While our area is exceptionally multicultural, for instance, I got more days off from school for Jewish holidays than for Christian ones, and I went to a state-run school. It is still hella drenched in red and green this time of year, and we still have the whole war on Christmas bullshit in stores and all that kind of stuff. It's logical, therefore, that fandom accepts Christianity as the holiday that the Avengers would celebrate. But I do wish that we would branch out, I can't lie. Christmas is the ultimate mix of faith and commercialism that the United States breeds. We have what scholars call an American civic religion, which means that while we never had a state church and we have a constitutionally protected separation of church and state, more on that in a minute, the way we teach and express our nationalism is often religious in terms. This was kind of there for a while, but it really solidified in post-World War II era when we were desperate to show that we were the good guys. Look what we did in Europe, jazz hands. Ignore what we did in Asia, jazz hands. God was on our side, we swear, jazz hands. A brief detour into American Christianity, if you will allow me, because you have to. The United States was the first declared country to not have a state-ordained church. Some of the colonies had them. Virginia was the Church of England and then Episcopalian, for example, depending on when we're talking. Maryland was founded as a Catholic colony, et cetera. But when we began our life as 13 states in a ratified constitution, the separation of church and state was baked in. A lot of you may be familiar with the freedom of religion in the Bill of Rights, and that's great. But even before we started amending, Article 6 of the Constitution says that absolutely no citizen can ever be subjected to a religious test to gain access to citizenship rights. So unlike in England, where at the time you had to be baptized into the Church of England to be a full and rightful citizen in practicality, the United States says, nah, bro, to that. Jefferson was a dickwad when it came to how he treated any human who didn't look like him, but he was a passionate advocate for those of us who crave religious freedom. And then James Madison took a look and said, right, not quite far enough, and put freedom of religion into the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Not only can they not test us, but they can't impose any religion on us, and they can never start a state church. Ever. Dunzo. Thanks for playing. Other countries followed to varying degrees. The French Revolution meant the death of the relationship between the church and state there. England's is still official, but they've skirted it quite a bit. Denmark has the Lutheran Church as the state church, but they've amended that relationship a bunch. It's all a lot messier in other places. But what does that mean for here, and why did I just rant about that? It means that the largest and loudest religious groups in the United States could claim primacy without any official pushback. So the first waves of immigrants were Christians, and as they slaughtered the natives in some places and cooperated with them in the others, they could essentially say, we claim this land for Christ, and the government could grit its teeth but not really do anything. It also means that we attracted a whole host of persecuted faith groups from Europe, and oh buddy, did they affect how we formed our initial culture. Ask me sometime about Scottish immigrants and the KKK, for instance. But back to Christmas. Between Christians being the statistically most populous religion throughout the American history, and still are now, about 70% of Americans claim either passionate or nominal Christianity on census data. A good old-fashioned capitalism mixed with human nostalgia for what we never had, and you get this ubiquitousness of Christmas. So people are used to Christmas already. We associate Santa with it because Coca-Cola made his suit red and white in the early 1900s, so we'd associate it with their product. We crave cozy scenes because of the Currier and Ives paintings that were on cookie tins and the Norman Rockwell paintings that were on the cover of Saturday Evening Post for so long. We have a long history of Christmas movies because Hollywood wanted to make money. And even if it was full of people who didn't celebrate it, they knew that statistically not enough Americans would head out to watch a movie about Hanukkah. So they made Christmas movie after Christmas movie after Christmas movie, which means that in the collective subconscious of not only Americans, but anyone who consumes American media, Christmas is normative and conjures up a lot of set emotions that make fic writing easy. We all know what hanging stockings means because people have been singing those emotions in our ears for most of our lives. For me, Christmas is a deeply personal holiday and I loathe the commercialism around it. Yeah, I watch the Hallmark movies and I have a tree, but for me, Christmas is about the day that God wrapped themselves in skin and dwelt among us to teach us the best way to be human. We are to live in community and share our resources, speak truth to power and sacrifice for our friends. We are to welcome outsiders, throw shade to hypocrites, and make sure everybody always has enough to eat. This is how I know best to be human and why I stick around fandom and talk about it in the way that I do. Fandom is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, and I would never claim it to be so. But when you find your niche, it can feel a lot like what I just listed. Hanukkah celebrates really similar things, and so does Diwali. The Jewish rhythms of ceremonies cover a good chunk of this, which shouldn't be surprising since a Jewish dude taught them to us. My limited understanding of both Hinduism and Buddhism tell me that these elements are inherent in them as well, and I know for sure that they are in Islam. My point is this. I deeply wish that we could have more religious representation all the time, but definitely around holidays. I wish we could see the fullness of the human experience through our characters that we love in this way, but I completely get what we don't. I'm sure there are other fandoms where more than Christmas appears this time of year, but ours is simply, I think, too New York centric. We want chestnuts roasting on open fires and Jack Frost nipping at our nose because that's what's happening outside of the tower. And don't most of us want to live in 2012 anyway? We want kid fic where they go see Santa. We want our meet cutes where people are collapsing into coffee shops during marathon shopping expeditions. We know these scenes and these emotions and they feel familiar. They feel cozy and homey. They're also just really fucking easy to write, let me be honest. And so a lot of us can create quickly this time of year and that keeps the cycle going. So I'll be over here being a hypocrite and still writing Christmas fic, I can't lie, but I'll continue to feel some sort of way about it. I'll do my best to write about Christmas the way I see it, as a holiday that can celebrate the best of humanity, in the hopes that people can write about their holidays that celebrate the same thing. Speaking of holidays, anyone who wants to write me Steve having a moment that the flag has 50 stars on his first flag day, I accept that with open arms. Next up, Farrah and I are going to explore this idea of mood that I've already played with a little bit further, so stay tuned.